from a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, 15 July 2016. It's an open phone Friday. Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, John.
Hi, how you doing, Chris?
Well, reasonably well. It's hotter than blazes here in Las Vegas today, and we're in this period of escalating violence that's being precipitated by the terrorist in the White House and his guard, the Black New Panther Party, and, of course, in our local area here in our Clark County recorder's office has been taken over by the UN. Lots of new Chinese faces there that don't speak English, don't know American law, and try to convince Americans they do, which is preposterous. I have an acquaintance here that had a home invasion done by a Joint Special Operations Task Force police gang, and the warrant was supposedly, the affidavit was made out by an individual who was already under previous federal indictment in the federal court here that had been duly noticed and responded, signed the green card, denoting that he had been serviced. Yet he made out the warrant, the affidavit for the arrest, which of course makes it null and void ab initio. He failed to disclose to the judge that he had an interest in the party, profound interest. And now this individual has gone full-on rogue and is trying to terrorize everybody that's related to this guy, trying to conjure up something to make a case, because every bit of evidence they seize fails under the doctrine of fruits of the poison tree, because he was incompetent to be a witness to get the affidavit in the first place.
Okay.
Well,
Chris... Okay, but you're telling me about an incident that I know nothing about, and you haven't named any names, really, aside from...
Oh, I certainly can.
Well, whose property did they run up on, and what was the supposed offense against the administrative state?
Well, the individual that was first distrained for... they were doing a... eviction of some Hispanic refugees. The individual's name is Tom Benson.
Uh-huh.
He was unlawfully arrested, accused of texting when he was videotaping the egregious actions of the police. Officer's name is Madland and Mead, M-E-A-D, of the investigations branch, supposedly mortgage fraud or some kind of evasion, but this individual had nothing to do with mortgage fraud whatsoever. He might have been helping try to save people's homes, but he was not making any loans or offering any foreclosure fix-it schemes or anything like that. And then, I guess it was today and yesterday, they were harassing 80-year-old women with heart conditions, doing felony car stops on them to try to ask them questions. They're running on full rogue and trying to intimidate and doing oppression under color of law to a federal witness.
Are you aware of Gordon Martinez that's out there in Vegas?
I surely am, who does a show on your station. I think at 5 or 6 o'clock on Saturday, I think.
It is actually 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that would be a phone call that you wouldn't want to make into his show on this subject. He probably knows the people involved.
He may very well. In fact, I probably will. It's just so frustrating. Myself, as a former multi-jurisdictional law enforcement professional, back in the days when we used to protect and serve as opposed to protect the corporation, to me it's an affront. It's an abomination. It is so outside the scope and sphere of law that these gentlemen have become outlaws in the color of law. It just is a slap in my face. It's shocking to the public conscience that so-called officers of the law would act in such an egregious, wrongful manner.
And I'll say again, Chris, I would start with Mr. Martinez on that subject. See if he knows, and I'm sure if the players have been around for any length of time, he knows exactly who they are.
I think that's an excellent suggestion, and I will bring it up to Mr. Gordon Martinez with pleasure.
All righty.
And I thank you so very much. Oh, one thing I want to tell you, if we got a moment before we go, is I observe that the phony numbers of this so-called pumped, getting ready to dump stock market are being pumped by the federal government, or the shills are trying to give the illusion that there's value in the market and trying to create a false run on the market, when all they're really doing is trying to hyperinflate it, and then they're going to dump this thing flatter than a pancake.
In their good time, when they pick the day and the time to do it, I'm sure that they will. And I don't see the point of popping. You know, I didn't even look at the markets today. Yesterday, I heard that Standard & Poor's had hit an all time high, and the stock market was over 18,000. And here we go. We're in a bear market. I'm sorry, a bull market. Based on what? Nothing.
I think it's a BS market. You're right.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Chris, thanks for your
call. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks for your call. You have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Now, Mikey, on this thing, archive site under attack, can you fill in a few more blanks there?
All I can say is our guy working on the site said it's under attack. They put off the transition until Tuesday, which was supposed to occur today, and apparently somebody was hacking in, throwing some trash at our site there. So it is a little funny, but it still plays, and the main pages do pop up. I just don't think you can go to specific hosts' archives right now, but the shows are up. I just can't post any since Rivero's show kind of blocked out from the back. That's it.
All right. Well, what is Blueberry's role in all this? Don't they host the site? No.
They take care. They take care of the audio files for us. I think they have those are hosted on their site. That's what you're accessing when you click on an actual show, but the page itself is okay. The one he's talking about.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. The archives are a little screwed up. Hey, into every life, a little rain must fall, just as long as it doesn't turn into a torrent, because I can barely tread water. I'm not a good swimmer. Art. Hello, Art.
Hey, John. How's it going, man?
Hi.
I'm not sure which way I want to go. I mean, there's like...
I don't know where to go.
There's like two different things I'd love to get into. One of them is this whole supposed upcoming Day of Rage thing with the Black Lives Matter. And the other is this very interesting article that I came across this morning. I've not heard anybody address yet. Headline reads, Transgender Woman Charged with Voyeurism in Target Dressing Room. Have you heard this yet?
No.
Okay, well, apparently one legal name, Sean Patrick Smith, transgender name Shauna Smith, age 43 on Tuesday, was charged with one felony count of voyeurism. Now get this. Man identifies as a woman, goes into Target. Now we've already heard about a couple instances that happened at Target with transgenders.
Right.
But this one goes into a dressing room and then holds his iPad, or whatever you want to call it, up over the wall and starts taking pictures of an 18-year-old girl as she's trying on bathing suits. Now, John, did you and I not have a conversation just a few months ago about this very thing?
Yes.
Right here on this broadcast. And did we not, you and I both, agree that this was going to be a problem and people better be ready because this is going to bring all of the sickos and predators out?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody out there still think this is a good idea?
Well, there is a certain segment of this society that the news media seems to pander and go along with any one of their wishes with not too harsh a criticism. Any more than, if you're a gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, I don't know, weirdo creep, hey, it's okay, you're all right for station in the military. So, you know, what's the big deal? We're transforming society. We're trying to smash this culture. We're socially re-engineering. So what's your problem? Don't you like the new change? Don't you like Obama's vision of America? Don't you respect the fact that Hillary is going to reinforce and continue Obama's grand plans?
No.
Oh, well, damn.
But this is exactly what we told people was going to happen. And just think, this was an 8-year-old girl, or an 18-year-old girl. This could well have been your 5-year-old daughter, Mr. and Mrs. America.
Mm-hmm.
This could have been your 10-year-old daughter. This could have been your 10-year-old son with a woman. And the sick thing was, this Smith character tells the police, when asked why he did this, he did it for the same reason that men go to internet porn sites. Are you serious? This is what we've become, America.
This is what is creeping in, and that we're told that, don't worry, it'll all balance out. The things that are normal, healthy, and happy, you will be one of those people, Art. Don't get your panties in a bunch here. It's all going to be okay.
Well, I'm starting to feel like I should be wearing panties, John. I'm just like a fish out of water here.
Well, and look at an Art. Like I said yesterday, this is not a typing exercise. Now is a perfect opportunity for these good men to come to the aid of their country, to step out of the shadows that they have been gleefully hiding in. At this point in time, why would anybody be interested in anonymity? Why would you want to be silent when all this egregious crap is happening to your culture, your society, your country, your fellow Americans? What are they waiting for?
I know it. And you know, John, it's interesting. When I first moved here to Texas, my second day here, I actually got barred from a restaurant because of my political speech. In Texas, of all places. My second day here in Texas, I got barred from a restaurant because of my political speech.
Well, you might have been causing some indigestion to people that weren't quite up to your speed.
Hey, I was talking to the guy I was sitting there having lunch with. It was nobody else's business what I was talking about.
Well, they do have the right to refuse service.
Well, yes, they do, but that's okay because just 2 miles down the road is another restaurant where, gee, they don't care. So it worked out great.
There you go.
You know, you mentioned earlier about people in Texas having guns and knowing how to use them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, interesting you mentioned that because at Dallas, when that shooting broke out at that protest, there were 24+ people that were carrying weapons, pistols and rifles, and when the shooting broke out, they all ran away, leaving the cops there to fend for themselves. Now, what I find interesting is we have...
Wait a minute. Let me back up. Art, what's your source on that information? How do you know the number of people that were on?
I don't remember the article where I saw it, but there was an article that was talking about when the shooting broke out, mm-hmm. that there had been reports that there were about 24 people that were carrying legally at the protest.
Okay.
But when the shots rang out, they all ran.
Well,
so that kind of makes me wonder, well, you know, why didn't you run to the aid of the cops? You know, stand with the cops. You could have really shown some unity right there instead of running away. But here's what I find disturbing. We have the leadership of the Black Liberation Movement, there's another one, them BLMs, who came out right after that and said, there's going to be more of this kind of stuff coming down the road. Just kind of just get ready for it. Well, the Black Liberation Movement is a sister organization to the New Black Panthers, and they both, the Black Liberation Movement and the Black Lives Matter Movement, gets money funding from, and the Black New Black Panthers, they get money from people like George Soros and stuff like this.
Sure.
And so now they're talking about the Black Liberation Movement is going to team up with the Black Lives Matters and the New Black Panthers, and they're going to show up at the Republican National Convention armed. Anyone see a problem here?
Well, geez, the constitutional rights of the individual, gee whiz. But we know, and you just spelled it out, Art, who and what these people are. By the way, Republican National Convention, whether they pull it off in disruption or shooting somebody, no, they want to get together and they want to take five southern states and make
interesting, right?
Well,
I was like, are you serious?
And this is a takeoff on Louis Farrakhan's thing from 20 plus uh-huh. years ago that he wants a nation of Islam inside the United States. And I'm looking at this, and I don't know whether to laugh or cry, because these clowns, they're not about anything except their own little communistic goals. This has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. What this is a front that you can't criticize them. You're a racist because you're going to call out these blacks for being communist. Well, that's really a hateful thing to call some righteous, upstanding, never did anything but collect welfare individual.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Well, you know, I don't have a problem with these people exercising their Second Amendment rights. I got no problem with that. If you can, if whatever state you're in, I don't know if Iowa, I don't know if they recognize right to carry from other states or not, but if they do and you want to carry up there, hey, go ahead, knock yourself, I don't care. But what they're doing, they're not doing this because they feel the need that they need to exercise their Second Amendment right. They're doing this as an intimidation tactic.
Sure they are.
That's what this is about. And especially when we got people in the Black Liberation Movement and the New Black Panthers talking about kill Whitey.
We got ignigs all over the place. We got ignorant Negroes all over the place.
That's the damn truth.
But Art, more importantly, if you take a look at the overall strategy here, what this is designed to do is to further lower the bar or the standard for the rest in America. You know, it started out of preaching tolerance and not hateful of those that are different from you, you know, no matter what they espouse or what they want to do with your little daughter. Can't say anything hateful about that. You got to be accepting and tolerant. What this whole exercise has been is to bring the bar or the standard that this culture and this society used to have at one time. And instead of them joining the rest of us, and not, of course, being a hyphenated American anymore, an African-American, rather than assimilating, taking advantage of what everybody else has taken advantage of, no, we're just going to suck you right into our game to lower the standards even more. And I'll tell you, here's my bottom line on this one, Art. I ain't joining you. If you want to join America and the rest of us, fine. If not, get your black ass out of this country now. Go join your ISIS buddies. Go find another country. Do whatever you want to do. But they start talking about turning five southern states into their area. You watch and see how many of the sleeping, politically correct southerners are now waking up. But again,
I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. If you own a firearm, then you need legal protection. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for the most affordable carry insurance available. During 2019 and 2020, there were 34,000 gun-related homicides, 94,000 committed suicide, and 161,000 died from drug overdoses. What does our government focus on? Well, more often than not, gun control. Three times as many people took their own life and five times as many people overdosed. Logic would dictate focus on the biggest killer first and then the biggest killer and so on. These numbers are proof that the government only cares about you and I when there is a partisan political battle to be fought. Why focus on mental health, stability, and illegal drugs when guns grab the biggest headlines? For that matter, why aren't guns the biggest headlines when five times as many people die from overdoses and fentanyl poisonings? The media and our government are both more interested in sensational headlines than actually fixing any problem. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
All right, I was thinking about this during the break, and I've come to the conclusion that all this Black Lives Matter or whatever other BLM group or some Soros-funded wannabe, I don't know what they want to be, but it takes two to tango, okay? You need opposition. They're starting a fight. And it's one that they can't possibly win. Less, of course, we buy into and step into the ring and try to dust them up a little bit. Their growth and their energy is based on our resistance. Now, that might sound a little funny to people, but that's the factual underpinnings of this. I don't think anybody takes Black Lives Matter seriously anymore. Remember me saying on this very program, geez, we haven't heard anything out of BLM here for months and months. Looks like they're pretty well out of gas. And here we are in some of the hottest days of summer in the major cities around the country. I've not heard any reports today. What was supposed to be protest day all over the country. I didn't see that happening. And the only people that I see propping this thing up is the idiot media that we know who owns and controls them, trying to start that fight by giving them what they have never given us, patriotic, God-fearing people that believe in what we believe, in the rule of law. We don't get that kind of airtime. But any contentious thing that they can talk about, reinstituting what they're deeming a race war now, oh, the blacks, they hate whites again. Half of the blacks in this country are too busy laughing up their sleeves. They're not buying it. You know, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen if I encounter a Black Lives Matter person. I'm going to say, right on, brother. And I'm going to step around him, and I'm going to keep right on moving. This is a trap. I've said this many times. This is a trap that's been set. Do not take the bait. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John. How you doing? I was going to tell you know Liberty stickers that advertises on your on your network?
Yes.
You know, they'll make a bumper sticker and anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
So Lower Peninsula Bob had one made that says, Syria has never attacked America. Israel has. And underneath it's got the USS Liberty.
Right on for Bob.
Yeah, so you can have any kind of sticker you want.
Well, and I think we're past this politically correct phase. I think the police might be reticent now to pull over some white redneck that's got a bumper sticker on his car.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to tell you, you guys are talking about the police. I made a police chief cry.
Well, and
I made it, yeah. I went to a town meeting. That was when they were going to take the federal cops grant.
Uh-huh.
And I was complaining against it. I had a job that I had to kind of work with the police, local police department. And I was always harassing them. I caught the dare officer with a T-shirt that said, save water, drink beer. I said, well, you're just a great dare officer. You know, that's just great. And then I caught one pulling into a handicapped spot and yelled, citizen's arrest. Anyway, the night of the cops grant meeting, I said, you know, this is wrong. It's not constitutional. You shouldn't be federalizing the local police departments. And he said, oh, we're just going to be community policing.
Mm-hmm.
I said, for instance, what are you going to do? He said, well, we thought we'd put license plates on all kids' bikes so the bikes would be safe. I go, really? How many bikes were stolen in our area in the last year? Well, none, he said. I said, are you just going to harass kids on bicycles that they don't have their license plates?
Wait. I'm going to back up here, Laura.
Yeah.
They were going to take a federal government grant that they knew nothing else better to do except issue and require license plates for children's bicycles.
Exactly.
Okay, now you got to hold on here because I want to make sure I understand why you made this cop cry. This idiot, the only way I could see you could make him cry is if you hauled off and disrupted the family jewel department. Hold on a second here. You got to take the bottom of the hour break. 800-313-9443. It's an open phone Friday. Well, at least for the next 30 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
And the white girl sang,
oh.
Laura, so tell me how you made the chief of police there cry.
Well, actually, what he did was, he did the Delphi technique on me. He takes off his glasses during the meeting, starts wiping the edges of his eyes like he's crying. He's wiping his eyes. Next thing you know, he grabs his badge and slams it down on the table. If I should ever do anything to hurt the people in this area, I will quit, you know?
Really?
So what happened, I had 20 pairs of eyes looking at me like I was the most rotten woman that ever lived, because I made him cry.
A full-grown man, but I still don't understand what you said to him that made him cry.
Well, just because I was harassing him, I said, we wanted to harass the kids with those, you know, license plates and how stupid that was. That wasn't needed, you know, and that kind of thing. The whole police department, I noticed changes in them. They stopped calling people residents. Start calling people civilians. They had a plaque up that said the enemy is out there. Okay, and then somebody gave them do you remember the Operation Vampire Killer?
Uh huh.
Remember that pamphlet?
Oh yes.
Somebody put put one on the police car on the window, and they went crazy. I said, hey, they didn't hurt the car. Maybe somebody wanted you to read something. Maybe there's something in your... Oh, we've got to take fingerprints. We got to find out who did this.
Tell them I did it. Tell them I did it. And you know, you know the address and the phone number that you can talk to this guy if you want to. I would love to talk to this little chiefy of police.
But yeah, that was a Delphi technique. You know,
well, if you noticed, they have been militarized because they are referring to us as being civilian.
Right.
I could never understand with the police departments why they had. Well, they had all the military ranks there. You know, the only thing they don't call the rank and file and the common patrol officer, they don't call them privates. But you got your corporals and you got your sergeants and you got your lieutenants and you got your commanders and your captains. And then you got some clown running around with 4 stars on his epaulet. Now, I don't know what the hell that's supposed to stand for. But it is a military-designed ranking system. Almost as if it seems, Laura, they were sitting there waiting. You know, it's been said if there's tyranny that's going to present itself here in America, it's going to come by way of uniform and something that claims authority, and it might even be wearing a badge.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Definitely agree with that.
All right. Well, Laura, I thank you for your call. I got to keep moving here.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. I thought she was going to tell me she need him real good. Yeah, tell him, yeah, you know who put that on the windshield of that cop cruiser. It was the Stadtmiller guy down in Texas. Yeah, he was up in this area. He decided he was going to just make the police department. He was going to radicalize people and make them go bonkers. Jeez, oh, Pete. I'd love to get a hold of that chief of police. Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Yeah, John, I want to cover your topic. I've been consistent for 2.5 years with my message, and it's been a battle. Okay, I'm going to jump to another topic. I'm a day trader. I day trade only mining stocks, gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
I had a day today that matched my monthly Social Security. I'm on Social Security. If things keep going like I think they will for a while, I may double, triple, quadruple my meager amount that I have. I own a little teeny bit of silver, but no gold. I have enough capital right now to buy a little bit of gold, but then I wouldn't have no money to trade in. Okay, the next topic. When Brexit happened, that threw a monkey wrench into the Holy Roman Empire. And everybody that talks about their European heritage for a day, a time, a times, and a half time, the Holy Roman Empire, which was Europe, reigned and slaughtered millions of Christians. With Brexit, that kind of broke up the Holy Roman Empire. And there are going to be a hell of a battle from the power that is. Not the powers that be, but the power that is to get it back. Now, the Jews get accused, and pretty correctly, that they run the banks. but who has the capital in the banks? And that is the powerful families, mainly in Europe, but throughout the world. And the biggest one is the papacy, Vatican.
Okay, well, Fred, you've spoken your piece. And
I'd like to go on.
Well, you would.
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
So, therefore, we are running around. We've fallen right into the trap. We're doing exactly what they want, divide and conquer. And these idiots, these ignorant idiots, are bad enough. But you take these, and pardon me, these bastards with an agenda to reestablish the Holy Roman Empire, they will probably burn in hell, and that'll only be a short period, and then they cease to exist.
Okay,
you do not go on in purgatory and hell
right
forever and ever. That is a lie.
Yeah, Fred, you know my position on the papacy versus who the globalists are. And I don't want to revisit this rabbit hole again.
Well, nobody will go there. The Jews don't control the Vatican. The Vatican controls the Jews.
And I think it's exactly the opposite.
Not correct.
Well, from your point of view, I am wrong. I am in error.
Biblical.
You are correct.
That's biblical. That's from the Bible. It's prophesied. It's prophecy. There is going to be a economic breakup. That's how it's going to be. And then everybody will be screaming for a savior. And who will show up but that man of sin? Yeah, I'm taking care of the weather. I love the poor. And we have this climate change. And he spoke before the UN and everybody clapped their head off and went on. He holds the so-called holy ground, because I care for the poor, and I care for the weather change and all this. People, my God, can't you see it? Open your Bibles and read and think. Okay, John, I am done.
Thank you, Fred. I let you have your piece on this open phone Friday. You know, I'm not going to revisit the argument again of who controls what. I do not see the capital of their New World Order. It's been talked about openly. It's to be Jerusalem. I don't see where it's Vatican City. I don't see the Vatican behind communism, behind liberalism or socialism. I don't see that. I don't, you know, just because there might be some interested parties parking their money in the Jewish-owned banks, it doesn't make it the Vatican's. I've heard this argument before. And by the way, while I'm on the subject of the Bible, it's got mankind's fingerprints all over it, doesn't it? Now, you may be able to trust Jesus or God, but them rascally little human beings that just keep getting in there, just mixing it all up. And for my purposes, there's a way around this. You cut out their power. Now, Fred, your contention is it comes from the Vatican. Mine, it comes from the long-held belief that is still not shaken to this day. That is the globalist in their grand plan using their funny money system and quite successfully to get every nation on the face of this planet choking on debt. So at any rate, my thoughts on that one. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John, a couple quick things. When you mentioned you're waiting for the good men to come forward and, you know, take care of business or whatever.
Now would be the time to do it, Mikey.
my viewpoint is that they are, and we don't necessarily recognize them. I've kind of changed my thinking about this administrative debacle and monster that we're fighting, and to me, they're no different than when the British had taken over the colonies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a illegitimate outside force. And the guys that I see who are stepping forward are yourself, Vince Vannelli, your supporters, the people that really contribute to the awareness and conversation. At some point, those kind of guys are going to have to step into those roles that they may not see for themselves. And I think our founders did that. I don't think all of our founders were in politics before the, you know, it hit the fan, and then they owned land and they said enough, and they took care of their business, and I think that's probably what might end up happening.
All righty. Mike, appreciate your thoughts.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend.
By the way, on the subject here, I watched this on Fox News today on the show that's called Outnumbered, and I saw one of the little replacement gals, the ones with the Band-Aid dress. They call them Band-Aid dresses because they just fit so tight. You ever tried to make a Band-Aid stretch? Not very well. And it just covers so little. Well, the moderator, the female moderator, really got pissed at one of the other women. Because she went into this thing of, well, the founding fathers were just deists and all this other stuff. And the glare that came out of this woman's face, oh, it was just absolutely priceless. Now, being confused as they are, but at least there was a semblance of somebody that just came right out and just started attacking these stodgy old white farts that created this, and they were just all deists. They didn't believe in God. They didn't believe in anything. I think you're going to see some changes in the seating arrangement on Fox News Outnumbered. Ed in Cleveland. Hello, Ed.
Open mic Friday.
No, it's open phone Friday. You got the phone, I got the mic. Yeah.
Hey, I just want to tell you two little stories, but they kind of go together. I want to take a minute. This is liberal women who have been hoodwinked that doesn't matter what you say to them, they refuse to look at the truth. First is a Puerto Rican girl. I go to the local watering hole, and I say, Trump for president. She goes, oh, he's a racist. And I says, well, you know, he wants to close the borders because 70,000 illegals have murdered or killed American citizens since 2011. She goes, well, more Americans have killed Americans, so what's the difference? And I said, well, that's 70,000 Americans killed by people who shouldn't be here. Well, I don't care because Trump is a racist. And then the Puerto Rican girl says, Trump doesn't like Puerto Ricans. He wants to kick us out of here, too. There's the first one. The second one, I go to the other watering hole in the neighborhood. Now, both of these watering holes are just like liberal city. And I said to the white girl, the white lady, Trump for president. Oh, he's a racist. And haven't you seen it on the air? He admits he's a racist or whatever. And he says all he wants to do is close the borders. 70,000 Americans have been murdered by illegal aliens since 2001. She goes, just 70,000? What's the big deal? You know how many Americans have killed Americans? What are you going to do with the Americans that killed Americans? I said, well, you throw them in prison and you get rid of the illegals. She goes, 70,000 ain't nothing. Ah, you're crazy. Trump is a racist. This is what both of these girls have said. And I am so shocked that they don't care that 70,000 Americans have been killed by illegal aliens since
9/11. Ed, if it happened to one of their friends, oh, they'd have to have a candlelight vigil. Oh, and they'd have to have the public crying towel with the local news media out there to record the event. And oh, woe is us.
Well, I did say this to the white lady. I said, what if it was your mother killed or your cousin or your sister or your daughter or your son? And she screamed at me and kicked me out of the bar. That's the white girl because she was the bartender at this local watering hole. And let me tell you something, talking about two liberal bars that I decided to go to just to see what they would say about 70,000 Americans killed by illegals. And they acted like that was okay. It was amazing to me. There's no reasoning with those people, I'm telling you.
No, well, there isn't. They're all they are is repeaters of bumper sticker slogans. They have no working basis of knowledge, and it doesn't take long to press them to their absolute limit and depth of their knowledge. It's non-existent.
They get mad and they go crazy.
Well, that's the only comeback that they have, Ed. That's it. The only
Nothing.
Thing
they didn't care that 70,000 yeah. Americans were
no,
killed.
No, no, no. I got that. No, I got
racist.
That. I got that. And
that
the point
only, that was their, that was they didn't care. That was their comeback. They didn't care.
Ed, they don't even know enough to even care, Ed. And they don't want to know. They want to stay in their perpetual state of babyhood without taking responsibility for their own lives and having an opinion based on. Oh, there you go. Thanks for your call, Ed. I got a break.
Listen to me. Bye-bye.
All right.
Have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me. What has come to be? Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy. Well, my wife.
I was half tempted to just let that play, the song play for the rest of the broadcast. Ruth Bader Ginsburg regrets her insults of Donald Trump. Gee, I wonder why she came out and said that. Let's hear what the report is here.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg really doesn't like Donald Trump, calling him a faker who she can't even imagine as president. And of course, Trump fired back, tweeting, "Justice Ginsburg of the U.S. Supreme Court has embarrassed all by making very dumb political statements about me. Her mind is shot. Resign." Nothing in the Constitution would actually force Ginsburg to resign, but her detractors say political comments have no place in the Supreme Court. History says they couldn't be more wrong.
It was designed by the founders to be somewhat removed from the hurly-burly and fray of everyday politics.
By the way, this is the Kinder Institute on Constitutional Democracy. You got to hear the rest of it. I just love this. What the hell is a constitutional democracy?
Be a non-political institution.
Justices obviously have political opinions that impact their views. Take it back all the way to 1800, when apparently there were so many justices campaigning for John Adams that they couldn't even start the court's term. Or Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who was a fan of the Bushes and called Al Gore's almost win terrible. Both of those instances were before our current media and political climates, and O'Connor's comments weren't made public until later. For Ginsburg, this is more of an optics issue than anything else, though she would likely have to recuse herself if we end up with any Trump-related Supreme Court cases. For Newsy, I'm Eugene Daniels.
Thank you, Eugene. Your conceptual grasp of U.S. history is astounding. The Supreme Court justice who's been involved in a scuffle with a presumptive Republican nominee. No, that's not the presumptive. He is the Republican nominee. See how they like to use little words like that? Presumptive. As if they know something we don't. Like the RNC is going to get blown up. God. Knock on wood for that one. She said she regretted her remarks and promised to stay out of it in the future. On reflection, she said, "My recent remarks in response to press inquiries were ill-advised, and I regret making them. Judges should avoid commenting on the candidate for public office. In the future, I will be more circumspect." Later Thursday, in an interview with NPR, Ginsburg described her remarks as incautious. "I said something I should not have said," she remarked, when NPR's Nina Totenberg asked her if she just goofed. Ginsburg responded, "I would say yes to your question, and that's why I gave the statement. I did something I should not have done. It's over and done with, and I don't want to discuss it anymore." Now, in three separate interviews, the justice sounded off on Trump, at one point saying she didn't want to contemplate the effects of a Trump candidacy would have on the court. Ginsburg is known for her liberal bent, you think? But the comments created a firestorm nonetheless, because members of the Supreme Court generally avoid getting involved in presidential politics. Trump called on her to resign from her post, said her mind is shot. But he wasn't the only one unhappy with the remarks. Ginsburg received widespread and bipartisan criticism, even earning editorials from both the New York Times and the Washington Post. Well, just go home to your NAMBLA husband there, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and get solace from him, because you'll get none from me. And hopefully your wrinkled-up, raisin, shrunk-up self will be replaced in the Trump presidency with somebody that knows better than you. Thank you for being here today. We will see you Monday.
My name is
Trusted Dawn. Long-term storable food company. We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.